Albert, Phil Bickford was on the other end of your historic home run tonight. We were just talking, and he was saying how amazing it was to be your teammate last year and just what a great person and teammate you are. And he's looking forward to speaking with you, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. What are you going to say to him when you see him?
I'm just going to tell him, thank you for hanging that slider. No, I mean, all those young guys last year to me, I say it was just, you know, I started a new family over there, you know, going from the Angels to Cardinals, Angels, and then now here. I knew some of those guys there, but, you know, those times, that time that I spent there, 5.5 months, I believe, including the playoff, man, you just get to know them. You get to build a good relationship and really, really great group of guys. I mean, I would just add on, you know, I didn't come here to try to change the clubhouse or anything like that. I was just having a great time to enjoy, and, you know, that the Dodgers believing in me, to giving me another opportunity. And my job, you know, whatever I was in the lineup, was just try to help the ball club to win. And whenever I wasn't in the lineup, just, you know, shot with the young guys. And he was one of the guys that I shot a lot last year, and Julio and Lux and, you know, Billinger, a bunch of those guys. And I hope, you know, that I did let the mark, you know, for those guys, because I think at the end of the day, there were so many players that did the same for me, especially early in my career when I was in St. Louis. And I think, you know, for me, that's the mark that I want to continue to leave in that legacy, especially right now with this organization, with the Cardinals organization, and all the young players that we have up and down in the minor leagues.
Albert, other than people who are here with you tonight, who do you think is out in the world most proud of you today?
Well, obviously my family in Florida, my grandma, you know, my aunt, my dad, you know, all my family in the Dominican Republic, you know. But I think somebody that comes to my mind when I was in the dugout was one of my closest friends, Fernando Arango, who passed away several years ago of cancer. He would have been the first guy that would have got that text message and telling me congratulations. So I know that he's looking down and smiling, because he was somebody that believed in me in 1999 when I got drafted. He used to work with Tampa Bay, and we did a tryout, and they didn't draft me, and he ended up leaving the organization because of that. He was really upset, and he ended up working for the Milwaukee Brewers, and then he ended up working with the Cardinals too. And it was somebody that I considered almost my dad. Somebody that really, really I enjoy spending my time with him, whether it was in spring training when I was there in Florida for six or seven weeks, or Arizona, he used to come and watch me for a week, and we just talked baseball. It was just somebody that really taught me a lot mentally, because I believe this game is more mentally than physically. And, you know, and he was one of those closest friends that really walked through me, with me, through a lot of my success and a lot of my failure in my career, and always really making sure that I have my mind straight and the things that I want to do, and continue to trust the process. So, you know, I'm still in touch with his family, Tony. He's in New York, his wife, which, like I said, he made a big impact in my career, especially early.
You own a team that's going to the playoffs, may win the division. You set this record. Could you imagine this final year going like this? I mean, you've played at such a high level for 21 years. Could you have imagined it ending like this with so many accomplishments?
You don't, but I think, like I keep continue telling those guys in the clubhouse, continue to trust the process of the work. And God gave us the ability and the talent to play this game every single day. And at the end of the day, our job is to try to come here and do our work. And then if you look at yourself in the mirror and knowing that you have given 110% every day in this game, I mean, and then you look at yourself back when you get to the hotel or your house, and you look at yourself before you go to bed and say, you know what, I gave 110%. The rest you cannot control. I mean, you know, you're going to make some errors. You're going to learn from that. You're going to learn from a lot of mistakes that you make along the way of your career. So, but I think, you know, the best thing that happens when you make this mistake, it makes you a better player, makes you a better person, makes you a better teammate, you know. So I think at the end of the day, just that's how I look at it.
Albert, this is kind of full circle for you. You start in St. Louis, you're back in St. Louis, but to be with Yadi and even Wainwright, what has that been like this last year?
Awesome. You know, it's pretty cool. Still waiting on Wainwright to decide if he's going to retire. No, I keep pushing every day. No, I think he can, joke aside, I think he can pitch a couple of more years, I think. But it's just great, you know, just to be back with those two guys, you know, who we have a lot of great success, especially early in our career. But then Skip Schumacher, you know, we're kind of like all four are kind of the only guys left in uniform from that championship ball club. Mm-hmm. But then you look our manager, you know, I mean, he was the guy that made that call and really wanted to talk to me, fill me in, saying, you know what, I feel that we can use you and believe in me. Then you got Mo and the owners, the Wed, and believe, you know, that I'm able to help this organization. And I was pretty excited. I only had a week. I wish that call could have been a little shorter, I mean, earlier, where I could got ready a little bit. And, you know, they only gave me a week. But, you know, it's just amazing to be back here and just to be able to help this ball club, you know, every day, whether it's in the bench or and just accept my role, you know, that they were giving me. And I think I'm a guy that I believe that when you tell me something in front, I like that. And they told me, listen, this is kind of the role that you're going to play, the same thing that you did with the Dodgers. We throw you with righties here and there. And, you know, I think I'm done a pretty good job. But I think it's great when you have great people around you that believes in you. And that's what they've done.